Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it's a, well, it's, well, nobody's paying any attention to me at the board. That's fine. I can't hear you when the music's playing in the background. Jeez, how many times do I have to tell you this? What the hell is going on? Music. I was trying to talk to you. You weren't answering me. I mean, what is going on? Do you know what you're doing? Or get your act together, for God's sake. It's a real radio station. Flipside for a Thursday, yes, palm trees, white sand, crystal clear blue water, oh, can only wish. But here we are, dealing with reality, which is ugly, ooh. Gold in New York City closed up $4.50 today to end the day at $836.70. Gold actually broke another record today, got as high as $846.50. Silver, another big winner on the day, actually the big winner on the day, up 18 cents at the close at $15.57. Silver actually climbing with gold earlier in the day, got as almost, once again, knocking on the door of that $16 silver, closing at 1587. Let me make a prediction for you, which is always dangerous to do. Gold is having a hard time breaking 850. It's another one of these barriers. Yeah, it's a technical thing these people look at. Once gold breaks through 850, the next stop is, I don't know, 900 and some change. When gold gets to 900 and some change, your 1 ounce American gold coins are going to cost you $1,000. This is going to cause a lot of people to choke. And subsequently, it is when you're going to see a lot of interest generated in silver. I predict to you, the way things are going right now, I'd say soon after Thanksgiving, we are going to be looking at $20 silver. Platinum closed up $4 at $1,465. Palladium flat on the day at $375. After the close of the market today, COMEX announced it was raising the margins on all gold and silver contracts, which they do in order to curtail speculation. Not that they raised them much. By and large, contracts went up about $500 to $700 between gold and silver. And I can give you the exact figures if you like, but by and large, a lot of the listeners to the show are not speculating in futures and options. If they are, well, good luck to you. In Asian trading, currently gold off 60 cents, in large part, more than likely, reflecting the rising margins. Gold in Asia right now, $835.40. Silver off 7 cents at $15.45. Once again today, I was on crude oil as it was bouncing all over the place. It closed up 47 cents at $95.93. And the U.S. dollar, surprisingly, stronger by a few basis points to close at 75.46. Always find it interesting when Ben Bernanke gives a speech. Yeah, well, he looked very uncomfortable. And he got ashen when, obviously, Ron Paul started to ask him questions about inflating the currency. Although Mr. Bernanke always seems to escape having to answer the in-depth questions, because they only allowed 5 minutes to answer the question, and Ron Paul, God bless him, will spend his 5 minutes asking the question, and there's no follow-up, so it's pretty one-sided. But Ron Paul just wants to get his message out to those that are listening or paying attention that we are in deep sushi. I mean, to give you an idea, today they announced what the national debt is. Because we've now got to a $9 trillion, and this is just official figures. Who knows what they really are. We've got to $9 trillion, and I want you to think about this and try and visualize this. From George Washington to Ronald Reagan, the United States national debt was $1 trillion. Three administrations, Bush 1, Clinton 1 and 2, and current Bush, have added $8 trillion in that short period of time to the national debt. Ron Paul sees the danger in that. Foreigners see the danger in that. And it's a reason why China yesterday, while the dollar was flatlining, decided to put the nail right through the heart and say, we are divesting out of the dollar. Well, it's not only China that's doing it, there's a whole lot of other people that are doing it as well. Well, as I mentioned, Bernanke was speaking before the Joint Economic Committee, and his testimony was overall taken to be a dovish in support of another interest rate cut at the Fed's next meeting on December the 11th, as he noted a sluggish U.S. economy. As a result, the chances for a Fed rate cut at the next meeting went from 80% to 85% before his testimony to 115% after, meaning that some are looking for more than just a 25 basis point cut here. Which is very strange why the FBI would release a report today. The FBI. Who are these people at the FBI anyway? I mean, what do they do? Do they sit around watching reruns of 24 on a constant basis? Do these people not understand the fragility of the economy as retailers are carrying lucky gnomes with them to their stores, praying to materialistic gods that please don't let the consumer panic over the next 6 weeks. Let him feel excited about living and life so that he will spend graciously on his family and friends because we depend on him so much. But what does the FBI do? The FBI comes out and announces that there's a good possibility, although unconfirmed from sources we do not know, that Al-Qaeda may attack shopping malls in Los Angeles and Chicago. I'm reading this and I'm going, are you serious? The FBI is now released another bogus report. Like, they've done this, when did they do this the last time? I don't know, 2004, 2005? Well, we haven't got any confirmed sources. We believe we got this information from a former U.S. Attorney General who told us this while we were waterboarding him in an experiment. Just blurted out, I guess. So here we got panic in the streets. By the way, you want to talk about panic with gasoline prices? You think you're so smug there sitting around paying $3 a gallon for the expensive stuff while we here in the exclusive white enclave of Scottsdale, Arizona, paying a ridiculous amount of $3.39? We should thank our lucky stars. The Automobile Association of California said some drivers are now paying up to $5 a gallon for regular unleaded gasoline. I kid you not. What does this mean for the unfortunate retailers? Not only are they suffering from, well, a lot of the toys now they find have been painted with lead. So there's like this massive... You know, I don't know, maybe Fox News will figure out a way of how to report that the lead paint in the Chinese toys is actually an Al-Qaeda threat because we want to kill your children. Now, you understand this hysteria about lead. It's the same hysteria about asbestos. It's the same hysteria about DDT. And it's amazing how many people buy into this. I saw a woman being interviewed on the TV the other day, and she had this whole box of toys that she was taking to be examined to find out whether there was any lead there. You know where that lead thing came from? It was kids that were eating... Look, it's part of your growing up. I mean, as a kid, I mean, you look around you, you'll see whatever you see in front of you, you know exactly what it tastes like. Why is that possible? Well, when you're a kid, you have a tendency to pick up everything and put it in your mouth. It's kind of gross when you think about it, but nevertheless, that's what we do. That's how we figure out what things smell like and taste like and feel like. And I guess at some point in time, in some low-rent neighborhood in Chicago somewhere, kids were eating paint chips. And a couple of kids got sick. All of a sudden, there's this great hysteria about lead in paint. And lawyers jumped on the bandwagon and sued all the paint companies because they had lead in the paint. They weren't thinking about the consequences of children actually eating the paint. And so not only did the paint companies have to change the whole paint structure that they, well, a lot of them just simply went out of business. Well, it's what the lawyers do on a consistent basis. It's like with healthcare. We talk about how do you solve healthcare. Well, first of all, you get rid of all the lawyers, which is, as I said the other day, the thing that amazed me with the riots that are going on, the civil demonstrations that are going on in Pakistan. I must say they are, without question, the most well-dressed demonstrators I've ever seen. They're all in ties and jackets. It's amazing. You know why? Because they're all lawyers. It seems as though Pakistan has got more lawyers than America, because these are the people that are demonstrating. But anyway, I digress, as I often do. Anyway, we'll take a short break and be right back with a lot more stuff.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments. And or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Thursday. Looking forward to a Friday show. I just need 2 days break. Let's see. What else can we talk about here that is kind of distressing? Outside of the national debt, obviously, being at $9 trillion, the rest of the world knows that the probability of the U.S. ever balancing its books is never going to happen, which is the reason, by and large, everybody is dumping the dollar. And it's not only the Chinese that are dumping the dollar. I mean, anybody that's holding large dollar-denominated U.S. currency is getting rid of it in a hurry. And as we watch all these major financial institutions lying about their exposure to these little bomblets that continually go off from collateralized debt obligations, to the point where a couple of weeks ago, Mr. Paulson and various other bigwigs on Wall Street announced, yes, a SIV, which is a structured investment vehicle. In other words, what they did is they took that old pig called collateralized debt obligations, they put lipstick on it, put a bow in its head, and tried to sell it to the same people that bought the CBOs. But now Moody's has come out and said, well, you know, we got a problem with these CIVs. We can't seem to figure out what the underlying values are, which is causing all kinds of problems. And as I said, everybody can see it. Everybody, I should say, that's paying attention to it. I mean, look at sterling. Sterling has hit $2.10 to the dollar. I mean, that's unheard of. That's 1960 numbers. Sterling pushed through $2.10 barrier for the first time in 26 years after the Chinese indicated it is prepared to diversify some of its huge foreign exchange reserves. The pound stormed to as high as 210.21 in trading in London, a level not seen since early Thatcher era. And many currency experts now predict it to go higher despite signs that the UK economy is slowing. The greenback's renewed weakness was sparked by comments from the vice chairman of China's National People's Congress, who suggested China will diversify some of its $1.33 trillion of foreign exchange reserves. The vice chairman told a conference in Beijing, we will favor stronger currencies over weaker ones, and we will readjust accordingly. This is not good for the dollar. No matter how you try to sugarcoat this one, this is not good. Even the statement by Mr. Paulson when China first did, because this is not the first time this probability has come up from China. Last time it came up, it was made by a low-level government official in the Communist Chinese Party. And Paulson made the flippant remark, well, who are they gonna sell it to? Because obviously the U.S. has the obligation to buy back its debt instruments. So is Mr. Paulson threatening default? Nah, don't think that would be a very smart thing to do in light of the fragility of the financial system. Look, this financial system right now is as fragile as a Fabergé egg. If it takes another hit of any size or proportion, it's going to be catastrophic. I mean, it's like it doesn't matter what it is. When something starts to fall in value, there's an automatic rush for the exits, kind of philosophy of shoot first, ask questions later. And this is what a lot of people do. And now you've got to add into the human element into all of this. Who have we got at the buttons of the finances of America? Well, you've got a whole bunch of 30-year-olds that were all trained at the fine institutions in the United States, those Ivy League universities like Harvard, Yale, who study Keynesian economics and who have computer models as opposed to reality of the real world. They have no street sense. They have no street smarts. All they can do is look at screens and graphs and they make decisions based on these nebulous calculations. And so subsequently, none of them, and I repeat, I mean, think about this. This is 2007. The last major crisis was in 1987. They were 10 years old at the time of the last big market correction. They have absolutely no concept of what a fast declining market is like. I mean, these people are wet behind the ears when it comes to, well, having the ability to stand in the face of doom and survive. Judging by the content of the character,
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Website again? EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
When you feel like there's a sign there on your back, says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do.
You step off the straight and narrow when you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. Well, that's when you learn the truth if you're going through hell. Keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there.
Father McCarthy. Yeah, last night I watched the country music awards, hoping that that song would win some prize. For whatever reason, it didn't. Yeah, when you're going through hell, keep on going. You know, image is everything in today's phony world in which we live, our materialistic world. Image is everything, and this is the disaster of this administration. This is not piling on George Bush, but the man is so incompetent, it's unbelievable. The damage that this man has inflicted on the United States image abroad probably is going to take, well, look, facts of life, it will take the presidency of Ron Paul probably at least 2 years to try and amend the fences and and secure friendly relations with foreign countries again. I can't see Rudy Giuliani doing it, because he, just like Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and Michael Medveds and the Hugh Hewitts of the world, they believe that in order to make America safe, we have to kill all the Muslims. And you know, the other day I was thinking, I guess it was spurred on by this Doug Chapman thing. You know, Doug Chapman, who's a bounty hunter, who is now appearing on every single TV show he can get on and weep and tell folks he's not a racist. Because apparently his son, it just shows you how crazy this world is. I mean, think about this. Your son, your very own flesh and blood, sells you out to the scandal press for $20,000. We have lost all our priorities. And apparently what happened was Doug was talking to his son over a telephone call. Apparently his son dates a black woman, but obviously Doug doesn't approve of the fact he's dating a black woman. I was thinking to myself, I wonder if there'd be all this fuss over Doug Chapman if she was dating a Muslim. You see, then using derogatory names to attach to a Muslim is fine in America right now. I mean, you can say anything you like about a Muslim. You aren't called a racist, an anti-Semite, a homophobe, or whatever the case may be. But we're still stuck on this race issue. It's so bizarre. I mean, you know, a noose now apparently is a symbol that causes black men to quiver and fear and just lose all self-consciousness. And it's nuts. Why are they doing this? I don't know. Maybe it's that whole victim mentality thing. In order to, well, who knows what it is. Anyway, I digress from my point, as I usually do, but we're talking about image. And the United States, and I'm speaking to you as someone who lived out of the side of the United States, where the image of America was nurtured over many years. And I know I've said this before, but it's worth repeating. I mean, my early impressions of Americans and America was shaped on television. Leave It to Beaver, Lassie, Roy Rogers, John Wayne, Red Skelton, The Honeymooners. This was a good image. It was as apple pie could be. It was a great image. And then that image was reinforced by the products that were stamped made in the United States of America. Because at that time, if you got anything that was made in the U.S., it was quality. You knew full well, yeah, you paid a hefty price for it, especially when you lived overseas, but you knew it was going to last forever. I had a pair of Levi's 501 button fly jeans. I probably had them. I think after 10 years, they started to fall apart in holes in the knees, and then they became sort of long shorts, and then they became short shorts until the point where, you know, there was nothing much left of them. But you kept them for an extended period of time. I wanted an American car. I mean, the first American car, and believe me on this one, this was mid-1970s. My timing sucks sometimes. Just prior to the first oil embargoes and the doubling of gas prices, I got my first American car. It was a Ford Fairlane 500. I was the most popular guy on the beach. Why? Because you could stick 10 guys in there and put 50 boards on the roof. And it would go forever and very fast because it was big V8. You couldn't go over 50 miles now, but still, I mean, this was the image. And then obviously we could get into the Woodstock thing and the whole music thing. But anyway, the image that America created abroad was good and wholesome. It was the reason why everybody wanted to come to, and still to this day, they're looking for that dream that they saw many years ago, thinking it still lives in the land of the free and the home of the brave. But that image has been completely, I mean, it's taken decades to build. This is the thing about building image and building respect. It takes decades to do. But it can all disappear in a flash of light. And what this man has done, George Bush, in 8 years, outside of running up the national debt by trillions of dollars, he has increased the national debt some $5 trillion. As I said before, America's first $1 trillion was from George Washington to Ronald Reagan. 200 years. He's managed to obliterate that in 8. And most people think that when you start pointing this out, that America's image abroad has suffered irreparable harm. I mean, look at... Oh, yeah, we're going to send out someone here who's going to fix the image. Well, who you got? Well, we got this woman called Karen Hughes. Does she understand anything about different cultures? No, she's lived in Crawford, Texas all her life. Well, there's a good choice. Let's send her out. Well, she's finally resigned after being, obviously, the laughing stock of the State Department. I mean, they used to send her out to meet all these Muslim women in the Middle East, and she did one or two open house forum things and then gave up after that because she couldn't take the barbs that were coming away because she had no idea. She had no clue. She didn't realize that other people, when America sends envoys to the Middle East to start discussing peace or whatever the case may be, they don't see an American diplomat in front of them. They see a mouthpiece for Israel. I mean, they all see this. They all know this. America will never do anything to harness Israel's expansionist policies. It's not even a democracy. I mean, they keep calling Israel a democracy. It's not the sole democracy in the middle. They don't even have a constitution. How can you have a democracy if you don't have a constitution? Anyway, I digress. Now that I'm getting to a point here, and the point that I'm making is the Center for Strategic and International Studies has come out with a report. Now, I'm always wary of these think tanks because these think tanks in Washington, D.C., they all have very elaborate names, and they all sound bipartisan and independent from the government, but you usually find out that they are government-generated or some political movement has generated this group of people in order to, you got these food police out there that have got the food society program, and you find out that it's the reason why they want to ban sugar and salt, as they connected to some left-wing communist agency. The Center for Strategic and International Studies is made up of the former commander in Iraq, Antony Zinni, ex-U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Russia and Israel, Thomas Pickering, former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, and some members of Congress, business leaders, heads of nonprofit organizations. So when I look at this, I go, okay, I can understand where these people's politics are coming from. Now, what are they saying? Well, they say the United States needs to shift from muscle flexing to alliance building when it seeks to wield power in the world if it wants to patch up its battered global image. This report was released today. America's reputation, standing, and influence at an all-time low and possibly sinking further, the report by a 20-member think tank commissioned by the Center for Strategic and International Studies said, citing half a dozen opinion polls from around the world. The terrorist attacks of 9/11 caused America to become a frightened and angry nation, it said. We reacted in ways that alarmed people the world over. We relied exclusively on hard military power to fight the war against the terrorist and violent extremist. Ultimately, this is a battle that will be won by ideas, not by bullets. Just like the Cold War, we will prevail when the world chooses the opportunities we defend over the despair offered by our enemies. Well, I have a problem with that because it's not a U.S. mandate. As Ron Paul points out time and time again, there's nothing in the Constitution. The founders admonished Americans, stay away from foreign involvement, stay away from these other foreign countries, because they don't understand what America is all about. They don't understand the concept of liberty and freedom. They believe that their freedoms and whatever liberties they do have come from some sort of benevolent dictatorship. Their failure to understand that our rights come to us from God, the Creator, and that men are instituted to protect those rights. You see, this is foreign to a lot of foreigners. They don't get this. I mean, this is why they're having problems getting a European Union constitution ratified, is simply because it has no basis in that. It's a bunch of gobbledygook that nobody understands, because their rights and their liberties come from a bunch of bald-headed white men sitting in Brussels. And there's a serious problem with that. It's a problem with all countries that have constitutions. I mean, this is the reason why Musharraf can just simply fire the Supreme Court, declare martial law, and announce himself dictator. And it's the reason why George Bush thinks he's a great guy, because George Bush would love to do what Musharraf is doing. In other words, round up all the people that are speaking out against his idiotic policies, his fixation with killers and murderers and people who only want to destroy democracy. I mean, the guy, I mean, even I don't like Sarkozy in any way, shape, or form. I have this thing against slimy, sleazeball politicians. Sarkozy meets that. I have nothing against the fact that he's French. But watching the news conference, you could see the level of intellect between the President of the United States and the French frog. It was embarrassing. It was completely embarrassing. And we know where Sarkozy's political allegiance lies. We know why the reason why George Bush suddenly embraced him. Let's not forget, it wasn't that long ago when this very same administration changed French fries to freedom fries. Everybody hated the French because they didn't agree with George Bush. People were pouring expensive Italian and French wines in the street. French restaurants were closing because of the hysteria and the backlash that was caused. I mean, it's nuts. And now they're rolling out the red carpet. Why? Because Sarkozy is any different to any other French? No, because he's an Israel firster. He's Jewish. He worked for Mossad. And he believes, like George Bush does, and all the other sycophants who believe in, obviously, that Israel is God's chosen people. Another one of those myths that really drives me up the wall. But here you've got this independent think tank that's come out and said exactly what we've been saying for a long time, that America's image in the world is collapsing. It's not getting any better. I see these reports that have just come out about, oh, yes, we are finally winning in Iraq. We've turned the corner. We've been turning the corner for 4 years, but I guess if you turn the corner often enough, you end up going around in a circle. But why are we suddenly winning? Well, because deaths are down. Less troops were killed this month than the month before. Less Shiites are being killed and less Sunnis are being killed. Well, I wonder why. Is it possible that because 4 million people have fled the place, is it possible that the Sunnis have killed all the Shiites in the Sunni neighborhoods? And is it possible that all the Shiites have, Sunnis have killed all the Shiites and vice versa? You know what I'm saying? They've finished killing each other. There's nobody left to kill. They've divided themselves up into sectarian enclaves. And why are U.S. military deaths down? Because the kids have finally figured out how to stay alive in Iraq. And that is when they send you out for a patrol, find yourself a safe house, and stay there. I mean, I get frustrated. And that could be, this week's a frustrating week for me. Besides being very busy, and once again, let me apologize to anybody out there that called me this week and thought I was a little snippy. I get like that. You gotta understand, I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm starting to look at all this stuff, and today was just one of those days. I mean, here we are facing economic Armageddon. Retailers are sweating bullets that you are going to spend money at the Christmas time. And what does the FBI do? It announces Al-Qaeda is going to attack shopping malls in Chicago and Los Angeles.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I live.
look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Final segment for this Thursday on the flip side. By the way, Wolf Blitzer was interviewing Ron Paul today on the show that Wolf Blitzer hosts on CNN. And it's amazing how these people always try to get Paul on a race issue. Wolf, after finding out that Ron Paul has raised a huge amount of money and has now climbed up in the polls, has 5% support, but that's obviously the twisted mainstream media's 5%. I'm sure it's a lot larger than that. He says, we've done some checking on you, and it seems as though you're always the lone dissenter in Congress. Whenever there's a vote like the Rosa Parks to get a gold medal award, you voted against that. Why? And Ron Paul's response, which I'm not going to shut the Zionist Wolf Blitzer up in any way, shape. And by the way, he's a self-confessed Zionist. He can go on YouTube and you can see him being interviewed, and he admits to being a Zionist, so at least he's honest and upfront about that. Ron Paul knocked that one out of the ballpark. He says, look, I stand for Rosa Parks. I stand for people who do peaceful demonstrations against injustices. But I wasn't for taxpayers having to buy a gold medal for Rosa Parks. I suggested to all my colleagues that we all throw in $100 and buy her the gold medal ourselves, rather than take the money from the U.S. taxpayer. Well, guess what? Ron Paul was the only person who thought that was a good idea. All the rest of the losers, called congressmen, decided to fleece your pocket. They were too cheap to put $100 out of their pocket on the table to buy Rosa Parks a gold medal. No, they made you pay for it. Wolf didn't know where to stick his sheepish little face after that one, and summarily moved on. So, I mean, it's just another case in point. I mean, and none of these people in the media have any clue. I'm convinced. You know, we should have a presidential debate. This would be a great presidential debate, where the presidential candidates are asked questions on American history and the Constitution, and yes, some questions about the Bill of Rights, its meanings, its origins, and that kind of stuff. I wonder how many would get them right. I'm thinking only one person. Till tomorrow, my friends, have yourself a great evening. See you, bye.